Welcome to the Moments Matter podcast, where empty nesting mom Sonia and her adulting daughter Julia, that's me, discuss what it takes to have healthy, faithful relationships with your teens all the way into their adult years. Tune in each week as we pick a life moment and talk about why it already matters and how we can take it to the next level with actionable purpose and true joy, even when it's hard.
Hi, I'm Sonia Wallenbeck, and I'm here on the Moments Matter podcast. And today I am by myself. Julia Peterson is not on today. She has some other things to do, and I wanted to hop on and talk with you guys for a little bit. I was thinking about some things this week and just wanted to share my heart with you. And I just had a question for some of you. As I questioned myself this week, I'm like, have you or a loved one been stuck making a decision recently? Could be a small decision or it could be a really hard decision. Doesn't matter what, any kind of decision. I've always thought about decision making in my own life because of the personality that I am is like a decision. I need to make a decision right now and it needs to be whatever, you know, comes to my mind first because I'm a gut reactor. And so I just think about that. But the longer I'm here on this planet Earth and the more God is teaching me, I realize that making decisions needs to come from all of my whole self, a whole person response. I don't need to just react from my gut and I don't need to just speak from just my heart or I don't need to what just does my head say, but I need to consult all three centers of intelligence is what we're going to talk about today is making a decision, a whole body decision, and using all three of those centers of intelligence. Whenever I start to talk about the three centers of intelligence, our heart, our head, our gut, I love to refer back to a piece of scripture that I think pertains to and encourages us to use all three of our centers in making decisions and in living our life. And it should be a help for us. And that's Matthew 22:37 that says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. I feel like that right there tells me that God really wants us to come to Him with all of these things centered around Him. And in place of my soul, I use a little bit of freedom and put my gut there because I do. I have a heart space, I have a head space, and I have a gut space. When I'm talking about spaces, I'm just talking within our, the way that God has made us in our personalities and things like that. And I'll just describe each of those places a little bit for you in case you haven't been on our listened to our podcast before. This is something that I frequent every now and again just to remind us about how we can really, truly love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind is by using all three of those when we make decisions. And, you know, the heart is, I'm just going to start talking and I'm going to just briefly talk about each of those spaces. And the heart spaces is where some of us, we can feel things deeply. That's deep within us is where we really settle in our heart. It may be where our desire is to succeed and to work hard. It also may be where we have a feeling of always wanting to help and love others. When you feel things with your heart, it's really just inside of you and it comes, it's just a deep feeling within inside of you. When you talk about the difference, like where, what about your gut? What does it mean to feel differently? Because feeling is also from your gut, but that's where we apply different things. We apply justice from our gut. We apply empathy from our gut. We find goodness from within our gut. Sometimes it's just that intense feeling that comes from kind of inside past your heart, down below. It just really rises up and our body reacts to these things when we're thinking and feeling from our gut. And that's a lot of times where anger comes from. You'll notice things like your fist clenching or your arms, you know, you're crossing your arms. So you don't want to talk about something, so you cross your arms. That's coming from your gut section, and that's how you're feeling with your gut versus feeling with your heart. I also, it's an outward feeling versus an inward feeling. I feel like I know it comes from inside. So I'm kind of like saying that out. Might be confusing to you, but when we feel something in our gut, it usually comes out somehow, whether it's with our shoulders being tensed up or shrugged down, or our arms being crossed, like I said before. So, and then our third space is our minds, where we think from, right? Where we study, where we glean information, where we speak wisdom from a lot of times. It's where the dreams, we can dream the dreams and we can plan the adventures from. It's where we think about how to keep our loved ones and ourselves safe and loyal together, and how we keep, we just, our thoughts, it is centered on our thoughts. And a lot of us have one of those spaces that we truly, that's my husband, for instance. He's always thinking first. He always comes from his head. He's like, I've thought about this ins and outs, and this is what I think. And he says it a lot. I think. I have a daughter. Actually, I have two other daughters that are in that headspace, even though they're in a little, they come from a little different perspective than their dad, but they're always, you know, saying, I think this and I think that. And I'm like, dude, man, I feel it, but I don't necessarily think about it. Another daughter, same thing. She feels a lot deeper than her sisters do, even sometimes than I do, because she's coming from her heart space and I'm totally coming from my gut space. And my passion a lot of times comes from my gut. But I realized this week again, because I'm helping a friend through making some hard decisions, and I'm like, how best can I help someone that is going through a decision in their lives that is truly one of the most difficult decisions she has to make, just about a relationship in her life. I've also used this technique with my husband when he was making decisions about selling his company. I've used this technique when I was making a decision recently about the silliest thing, like the smallest thing. And it was about whether, and I know this sounds silly, whether I should go somewhere and get my nails done, or should I, you know, do my nails at home. And we're going to talk about that at the end and what I decided and how I decided it. But that's what I'm talking about is when I talk about the centers of intelligence, I'm talking about those spaces where we normally come from. And a lot of times when we make a decision, we only make a decision based on one or two of those centers. But what God is asking us to do, not just love from that, from the center, but to base our whole lives on it. And it's a way to be able to make a full decision, a very smart decision, there's so many different pluses you get from making a whole collective body response to a decision. So we're just going to talk about that a little bit. And when I talk about like making a whole body response, everybody's like, well, how do you do that? How do you make yourself do that? And literally, if you're a literal person, there is a really easy way to do this. And it's to get some string or some tape, and I want you to place a circle on the floor. It doesn't have to be a very big circle, but it can be. It can be as big as you want, whatever size circle you want. I want you to place a circle on the ground. And if you're not a literal person, you can just imagine a circle on the ground and just place it in front of you. And then I want you to picture, or literally find a picture on the internet, of a stick figure without a head or cross off its head. So it represents your body. Okay. If you want to circle the stomach area for your gut, that's your representation of your gut area. Or picture this, put that at the top of your circle. And then about a third of the way down, I want you to put a heart. And then another third, I want you to put a picture of a head or a brain and put that there. So now you have all three centers of attention on your circle. And I want to be able to walk you through making a decision using this diagram. But I want it to be physical. There is something about when you're stuck, about moving your body, using that gut space that maybe you don't usually use, or it's using your body in a more constructive way, which us gut people don't always do. So what I want you to do is I want you to think of the decision that you're trying to make. Make it into a statement. And for me, it was, am I going to do my own nails or am I going to go get my nails done? Okay, it's a simple, simple decision to some people. And so we're going to work on an easy one. There are a lot harder decisions to make in life, but other than what you're going to do, how you're going to take care of your nails. But for the sake of illustrating this decision-making process, that's what I'm going to do. So when I think about this decision, I'm going to start off and I'm going to place myself on what's my gut reaction. And so my gut reaction is, of course, that I'm that I'm going to go someplace else and somebody else is going to do it. Well, then if I'm then going to stick myself on, I'm going to physically move my body from the gut space on my circle to the head space. And I'm going to say, okay, what does my head think about this? What do I actually think about this? Well, okay, here are the facts that I'm going to think through. You have bought a nail kit that is worth X amount of dollars. You've also learned how to do this process somewhat, so you could take some time to do that. Here's another fact, though. It's going to take me X amount of time to get it right, and I've only done it twice. And so am I going to be able to do it well enough to for it to look good and to stay long, a long time, right? Because I need it to last at least 2 weeks because I'm in just over half a week. I'm going to go on vacation and I'm going to go on a vacation for just over a week. And so therefore I want to be able to keep these nice nails until I get back. So now I'm going to go and I'm going to go, okay, well, what does my gut say again? Well, my gut says, according to the facts that I just thought, that I need to go have somebody else do it. What does my heart say? What does my heart say? So now I'm going to continue this process and I'm going to go continue on. How do I really feel about it in my heart? I know it sounds silly when I'm using this type of decision or dilemma that I'm trying to make in your ears. I'm sure it's very, very, but this conversation about my nails is not taking that much time. It literally is not. I'm like standing and I'm walking very quickly and I'm, you know, back and forth. And I'm going to come to the conclusion that I come to at the end of it because my gut said this, my head said this, and my heart said this. And this is what I'm going to do because of all three of those things. And that was the best decision that I could come up with. Okay. Now I want you to take that simple decision that I'm making though, and let's make it about, oh, I just had an offer for my company. This is the situation that my husband was in. And because he's such a head person, he was stuck in those thoughts. So I had literally had him get up out of his chair one day and we were talking through this. And I asked him, I said, well, let's first go to your heart. What do you feel about this? Just, you know, inside of your heart, what is God talking to you about? And I had him step in that space. I said, okay, so you feel this. I didn't try to summarize what he had to say or anything. I just stated back to him what he said. And I said, what does that make you think about? And I had him go back to the thinking space. And I just helped him go back and forth. And then I finally said, because I could see within my husband, he didn't ever want to take action. He didn't want to go to that gut space. When I finally made him I asked him to go to that gut space. And what is his gut telling him? You could see a literal look of aha on his face, a look of sadness, a look of, oh, my gut says this. I need to make this decision and I need to walk forward with it now. And I said, well, walk back over and what does that make your heart feel? And what does that make your head feel? Like we went through the whole process after he kind of got that aha moment. And he could then therefore make a decision and walk forward in this decision because he literally was consulting each of these centers of intelligence. A lot of times when we're stuck in making an important decision, it's because we don't want to move We're stubborn people. We're sinful people. And we don't want to consider other sides of the story. I'm not talking about making some decisions. Some decisions are easy to make, but there are those ones that are super difficult and you can't understand why you're so stuck. But an easy way to do this is to literally get your circle out, get your little pictures out, whether it's in your head and it's literally on the floor, or it's literally on the floor. Grab a trusted person. If you would like, you can do this with your spouse. You can do this with your best friend and have them observe and be quiet though. And just ask the different questions. Speak out loud those things that you're thinking. If you're like my friend who is so deep in this decision and it's very difficult for her, even writing it on a piece of paper and physically moving herself in her mind from place to place, it is helping jar a lot of different thoughts and a lot of different feelings. And she's getting to the place of where she needs to take action. And that's what this process does. It helps you take action. This is a great activity on how to teach your young people, your little people even, how to make decisions or how to figure out what's wrong with them. You know, what's going on in their heads or their hearts or their guts. Maybe you have a teenager that doesn't know how to explain what's going on. Have you ever tried an exercise like this? You make them get up and you make them say, well, tell mom what are you thinking right now? When you think that, how does that make, you know, what emotions are you going through in your heart? What does it make you want to do? When you want to do that thing, what do you think about that? Is that a, you know, and trying to understand, are they actually thinking incorrectly and they need to fix their thinking? Are they thinking along a certain line, but they don't know how to push themselves to do it because they haven't thought through what the response is? Maybe they're afraid. They have fear. Well, where is that fear coming from? Is it coming from the doing part? Is it coming from the feeling part afterwards? If I can identify where the fear is coming from, because we all know who the fear is coming from, but when we can understand if is it in our thoughts and how we're thinking, is our thinking messed up? We can actually help our young people in coming to a better conclusion or a different conclusion or the conclusion that they need to, according to scripture. It's not a right or wrong way how to do this. This is really just a tool, just another thing in your tool belt to be able to help yourself, your spouse, your best friend, your children make some decisions, hard decisions, easy decisions. It's something you can do very quickly in your head if you need to make the silly little decisions, but you're stuck. Sometimes, ladies, we have so much going on in our lives and we have so many people we're trying to keep track of. Making the simplest decision it just feels so overwhelming. I don't even know how to make this decision. Well, here's a tool you can pull out and say, okay, let's do it. What is my heart saying about this? What is my head saying about this? What does my gut say I should do? Like, right, that's that doing space. And when I do this, it makes me think about this. If I might actually do it, I think this is going to happen and that makes my heart feel this way. But if I did do it and I did conquer this and it would actually, you know, make me feel this. And then if I feel this way, I can think clear, you know, it just helps. It's one of those ways I love just to encourage other people when they're stuck. And I know this wasn't very long podcast, but I hope you got something out of it because I truly think it's just, maybe this was a refresher on when I've talked about this before, and maybe it's brand new and maybe it's an aha moment, or maybe it's like, oh, I have a friend that should listen to this. I need them to listen to it, right? It's talking about the centers of intelligence, which are the head, heart, and gut. How do I make a whole body response? Because according to the verse in Matthew, and there's several other verses. There's one in Isaiah too. It's love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul. Well, you can fill in love with so many other words. Love is what I'm supposed to do, but I need to make good decisions so I can love well. I need to, you know, I need to be kind. How do I be kind in my heart? How do I be kind in my gut? How do I be kind in my head? all of these things all come back down to that whole body response to something. I had to go through talking to somebody about something very, very deeply. And one of the best questions one of my coaches asked me was, Sonia, how are you going to show up in a whole body way? Like, wow, that's a really good thing to do because I want my heart to be seen. And I want, you know, I know my head is giving the information. And so I have all this information and I'm going to write out the information so I don't forget anything. And I really want to say how my heart is feeling and how it is coming across. And my gut means I need to do it. And it's also my body. So how do I want my body to be presented in this way? I need to be surrendered. And how do I surrender it even when there might be opposition to what I'm saying in the moment? And that was the fact that I had written something. I have a tattoo on my wrist that says, be still. And I'm like, oh, that's how I'm going to show up with my body. I'm going to be relaxed. And when I start to get tense, I'm going to touch that. I'm going to just remember what these words mean to me and remember what God has told me about that. I'm going to remember that because I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to have my hand on my wrist and I'm able to just rub that in it and to calm me down. And I'm telling you, when I had to do this and I was present, I was fully present. I was present in my heart, my head, and in my body because of thinking about that before I went into this situation that I needed to talk to somebody about something very deep. And as I'm talking to my friend, this is another question I will ask her is, how are you going to do this in a whole body response? How are you going to respond? I feel like reacting is coming from only one of those places within us. It's only coming from my heart, or it's only coming from my head, or it's only coming from my gut. But when I respond to something, it means that God has control over me, and he's helping me to think about it first, and then I can wrap it in whatever emotion that needs to be said in or done in, and then I can do it. He's taking me and he's placing me in the center of his love and in his will and allowing me to respond in the proper way. He's allowing me to make a decision in the way that he would want me to make a decision, which is fully engaging each of those areas. Asking myself, am I wrong? Is Satan trying to hold me back in this area? Is he trying to stop me from actually doing what I know is right? And what I feel in my heart is right? Is he stopping me from doing this? Or maybe he's stopping me feeling the empathy that I should, or the guilt that I should, or the shame that I should because I did something wrong, and or my attitude and how I'm going. Maybe he's stopping me from thinking it all the way through and he's hiding. He's trying to keep me from the hidden places within my heart that are right? I need to think through those things. Where is my motivation coming? What is my outcome that I truly would want to happen if I do this in the correct way? When I think of this process and this tool in my tool belt, I will tell you, I am a different Sonia than I was 10 years ago when I didn't have this tool in my toolbox. When I felt offended or when I had to approach someone that had wronged me, it wasn't in any way, shape, or form in the way that God would want me to do it. I thought so, right? Because it was the right thing to do. But the way that I went in was to conquer and to see the injustice that I felt and needed to take place. And, you know, I wasn't caring about the other person. I wasn't seeing it from their side of things. I was totally just, you know, going on my own and not with this whole body response, which God has taught me. And now I'm not perfect. Believe me, I'm not perfect at it, but it does more and more and more. I am aware of the fact. And when God places something hard in my life or something just hard happens, he doesn't always place it in my life, right? He does place the ability within me to react to those hard things and to handle those hard things in a full body response with his help in the way that he wants me to, and to take the steps he would want me to in order to make a decision, in order to help a friend, in order to respond to hurt in my life or trauma or whatever it might be. I've learned this, moms of adult children, especially with adult children, my response, even though it's something different than it used, it means something different to my child than it did before, right? I really have to stop and think. I really have to stop and feel. I really have to take action in a different way than I did when they were younger, in order to keep the relationship in the correct place that God wants it to be. I'm parenting in a whole different way than I did when they were under my roof. I'm now friend and mentor. I'm still a parent, yes, but it's different, right? This is the time that God has prepared us for, is to let our children go on their own. And so my response to when they have hardships, when they have issues with their spouses or issues with coworkers or, you know, life issues, if I don't show up with a whole body response, I am being a hindrance to what the Word of God says to them, what God is trying to help them learn. I can be a hindrance or I can be a help. And so this is another tool that I can use in order to be what I need to be in their lives at the time of crisis, at the time of just confusion. I can be on their board of directors I've worked for my spot to be on their board of directors, and they allow me to be there because of the way that I respond now versus the way I would have responded 10 years ago when they were teenagers. So with that being said, I really do hope it was helpful today. And if you think so, I would love to hear from you. I would love to either hear from you by email, which my email is Sonja, S-O-N-J-A, at bigmomentmentor.com. I would love to talk with you personally, or just on our Instagram page or our Facebook page, which is Big Moment Mentor. And we always love to hear what your comments are. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, it would be great if you could leave us a review, or just even give us the rating. That would be awesome. Best way to do that too is also to share it with your friends. If you can think of someone that would benefit from a tool like this in their tool belt, please give it a share. We know that moments matter, and you never know which moments will end up mattering the most. So we're here to give you actionable steps towards taking them to the next level for the present and for eternity.